mask out of the clip. Then pull the mask to your face, placing it over your nose and mouth, and securing it with the elastic band. Even though oxygen is flowing, the plastic bag may not appear to inflate. If you are sitting with someone needing assistance, put your mask on first, and then offer assistance.
Good afternoon. Do you mind giving me a few minutes of your time? I really would like to have a little chat with you. Oh yes, I noticed that you are working on something, but I assure you I will take just a few minutes. Nothing to distract you too much. Yes, I can comprehend that what you're doing is important, but please, it is a rather important matter. Yes, I'm afraid. It is more important than finishing your presentation for the new business model that you are going to propose to your boss during the meeting in Bangkok tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. in the third office of the ninth floor of the building, with the address you have noted on a small paper on your wallet. Oh, so now you're paying attention. No, I am not from your company or any of your competitors. As you can see from my lovely outfit, I work for this airline. So, how do I know so much about you? Oh, you'd be surprised of how much I know about you. Your name, your age, your address, all the hotels you have slept in for the past few months, your favorite type of music, all the movies you have watched in Netflix, your first failed marriage, your insecurities about getting involved in a new relationship, your blood type, your social security number, the way your left eye twitches when you're nervous. Just like right now. Yes, I know a lot of things. And you seem to not know anything about me. So sad, isn't it? But I guess after the plane lands, we can get to know more about each other. In the more personal way. That's if it lands anyways. What am I talking about? Well, I wouldn't like to make the rest of the passengers nervous, so maybe if you really want to know what I'm talking about, you could just follow me to the cabin to continue our conversation. Well, this should be far enough from earshot. A fun fact about this plane is that there is currently no pilot on board. Oh, don't worry. It's a new automated flight system that I just happened to hack into. So, well, we could say that I have full control of this plane and where it lands, or at least as far as the fuel can last. What do I want? All I want is you, darling. I have had my eyes on you for quite a while now. Ever since you got on that flight to Mexico for a meeting. Oh, it's so nice to think back to that flight. I remember when I first laid eye on you, you looked so dashing, just like how you do now. You radiate suave and elegance. I knew I had to get to know you at that point. That's when I asked for your plane ticket, remember? Oh, you remember me then. You naughty, naughty squirrel. You have me here all worried and wounded. How can you possibly make it up to me? Perhaps a kiss. That was a bit lackluster, but I guess that will suffice for now. what I want to accomplish with all this. Well, you see, if I were to describe my approach to romantic relationships in one word, I would say possessive. Very possessive. Well, to say that I like to have control over my partner is an understatement. I need to have knowledge and complete authority over every single aspect of the life of the one I love. And as you might expect, that has made some of my past love interests go away. Actually, most of them, but that doesn't matter. What matters is now. And now I want you. So, honey, you better follow my instructions and do exactly as I say. And I promise you, we're both going to enjoy our time together. Or disobey me and spend the next few minutes of your life watching the rest of the passengers scream in fear as the plane precipitates to the sea beneath us. I guess at this altitude, we will reach terminal velocity in about 30 seconds. And let me tell you, a plane like this scratching at its speed means that all the passengers are going to end up looking like a hamster inside of a blender. That's including the nice lady with 4-year-old toddler sitting next to that window. And that adorable old couple that are going on a special vacation for their anniversary on a sunny tropical island. Just imagine the look on their family's face. Think about it when they try to recognize the body. I bet you don't want their families to go through something like that. Right, honey? Good. So then you will agree about wearing this, right? I know. I don't actually like tacky jewelry on my partner either, but this is not a simple bracelet. No, this is special. Give me your wrist, honey. Just let me. There you go. Look, now we're matched. Isn't it a little bit romantic? I mean, I know the whole situation must be frightening for you, but in a way, this is our first date. So, don't look so upset and smile a little for me. Well, I should also tell you that this is not just a love token. It's actually a very deadly item. If you get more than 6 feet away from me, it will shut down the plane internal navigation system, making it crash. So you better get a very, very, very close to me till we land. And after that, we can finally go home together. I already have everything set up for us. For when we arrived, it's going to be an amazing night to remember. So, for now, I'm gonna need you to sit down right here and behave. Yeah, you did an amazing job, sweetie. You behave, and now everyone gotta live. I gotta admit that it was far easier than I thought. I think it's fate at this point. I'm quite surprised you didn't try to give any signal for help at any of the passenger. Well, are you secretly enjoying this? Oh, well then hopefully after I did the thing to you, I'll be able to change your mind. Well, among all the time we have left before the aircraft is going to land, let's get to know more about me and you. And maybe, just maybe, we could probably get all naughty together. Okay. Well, now, take off your shirt. Yes, what you heard. Take off your shirt. You sure don't want to keep an impatient lady like me waiting. Oh my, what a delightful sight. Such a gorgeous body you have, darling. Okay, now, lean your back all the way to the backrest of the chair. Be relaxed, baby. Hurry up. Hurry up, darling. Yeah, just like that. Now let me get on top of you like this. That's better. With those handcuffs, I can be a little more relaxed. You didn't expect me to let you alone unrestrained, did you? Oh, darling, don't make such a sad face. It will only be for a while till I know I can trust you. Oh, and before I forget, this. I know maybe it seems like too much, but one can never be too cautious with this ball gag on your mouth. Come here. Okay, I can rest assured knowing that you can't scream for help during this whole time. Don't worry though, I'll be right here by your side 24/7 till we land. And forever. Playing with your body till I break your mind and you give up your heart to me. Now shall we begin, sweetie?